At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Betts with Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host of the FTD, and John Hardy, who reports on Long War Journal. John, since last I had an opportunity to talk to you, we've had news from the Kremlin that the Budapest meeting proposed by Mr. Trump after a phone call with Vladimir Putin. In any event, the Budapest meeting is off, no longer postponed, no longer delayed, no longer we'll get back to you. It's off. What does this mean about Russia's position as we go into a winter in the front lines? Does it mean they're intractable and they've gone back to war fighting? Is there a demonstration? You've given very good detail about a new bomb they've come up with that means that they can be more economical in their offensive against civilians and other infrastructure. But is there any indication they're building up for anything more than that? Or are they winterizing the way Ukrainian side is? Is there any indication more North Koreans? Is there any indication of other allies joining the Russians at the front line, such as Belarus or other nations where they take volunteers? Anything at all, a change in pattern out of the Kremlin? Thank you.
First, I would just say that, of course, it was not the Kremlin that canceled the summit. It was President Donald Trump after he had that call with Putin some weeks ago. And according to reporting, after that call, the Russian Foreign Ministry sent over a memo to the Trump administration, basically sticking to maximalist demands for a peace settlement in Ukraine, including a Ukrainian withdrawal from the rest of the Donbass region, the country's east, a ban on Ukraine joining NATO. And remarkably, the Russians are reportedly still asking for Ukrainian demilitarization, in practice meaning strict caps on the size and capability of Ukraine's armed forces. So, you asked what's changed. I think it'd be more apt to say, what hasn't changed, meaning that Putin, despite heavy losses in Ukraine, despite really having no clear path to forcing Ukraine to swallow these maximalist demands, which would amount to Ukrainian capitulation, is still sticking to those very demands, even though it means really souring this relationship with Trump, a relationship that could have yielded the Kremlin a pretty significant win, all things considered, if you look at the kind of deal that Trump put on the table for Putin some months back.
So right now they're back to their maximum position. That's the latest. There's no negotiation that we know of going on.
That's right. Yeah, I don't think Putin's demands have really changed. If you look at what he said in public, it reinforces that that private reporting.
Bill, you have a question.
Yes, John, back to the battlefield. The Russians are making some advances further north in Kupiansk. What is the situation there? If the Russians are able to secure that city, what does that say for the region in the north, the tactical and strategic situation for the Russians and the Ukrainians?
So some months ago, the Russians were able to establish various bridgeheads across on the western bank of the Oskil River, which splits the city of Kupiansk, those bridgeheads being north of the city. Then I think maybe September, sometime in September, they used a pipe to kind of infiltrate troops basically right near into the city as kind of a way to infiltrate into the city itself. That use of a pipe is kind of echoes similar operations they've done in other cities and towns earlier in the war. At any rate, the Russians have been kind of similar to what they're doing across, kind of infiltrating into the city, small infantry teams, getting into houses, disrupting Ukrainian drone mortar operations, and just trying to accumulate as much as they can there. Again, you have a situation where Russian and Ukrainian troops are observed to be like intermingled throughout the city. So it's kind of difficult to say who controls what. It's kind of a big gray zone, but certainly the Russians have gained some ground.
30 seconds, John, 30 seconds.
And have been seen, you know, operating as far as like the southern, kind of southern part of the city. So I think the situation there is certainly getting more difficult for Ukraine.
John Hardy reporting for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Bill Raggio keeps the Long War Journal. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.